This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is David Pike with Mitchell County Safe Place, and this is Focus on Domestic Violence. David, this time of year, students are making plans for the summer, and graduates are making plans for the future.
That's true. But unfortunately, there are too many students that are making plans that aren't really so good for themselves. And I understand that a lot of students who drop out of high school do so by completing their school year and then just not re-enrolling for the following year in August.
That's not good. How many students drop out of high school?
Well, it's higher than you might think. I came from an area where, in Oak Ridge, where there were a lot of PhDs and master's degree people, so almost everybody had an education, and I got spoiled. But I came over here and found out that that's not the case. So let's look at some figures. Nationally, the figure is about 30%, or 3 in 10, students will leave before graduation. It's somewhat higher in urban areas and somewhat lower in the more affluent areas, but the average nationally is about 30%. In North Carolina, we're just about at the national average, with about 32% of students dropping out of high school before completing. In Yancey County, we're a little better than the national average. About 25%, or 1 in 4 students in Yancey County, will drop out of high school. And like I say, this is a little bit better than the state average and the national average. Mitchell County, however, is much worse. We're about 40%, or 4 out of 10. That's almost 1 in 2 students drop out before completing their high school diploma.
Why do they drop out, David?
Well, I've been looking into this, and there seems to be a number of factors involved. It's probably going to make some people mad when I say this, but this is just some anecdotal evidence that I've gathered over the last couple of years. But one factor is it's generational, and it seems that if your parents have dropped out of high school and not completed high school, the children are more likely to do the same. Secondly, the students, this is something I picked up by reading the literature nationally, that students with a lower IQ tend to be more apt to drop out. And I think that's because it's work becomes more challenging to them. They're frustrated with not being able to compete with some of the brighter kids and whatnot. And in this area, because of the problems we have with, there are no colleges in the area, in the immediate area anyway, and there's no employment for college graduates. So kids leave after going to high school, those that do complete it, go to college elsewhere, get jobs elsewhere, because there's not many jobs back in this area for college graduates. And so the better students go elsewhere, they raise their families elsewhere, and so we're left in this area with a population that tends to be a little bit lower IQ probably than your average city. And kids, I'm told by some of the people in the schools, that have a high absentee rate, and this absentee rate starts way back in middle school and maybe even before, they find it harder and harder to keep up with their peers as time goes on. So, and in some cases, I think kids are pegged. I know of one instance where a young girl was, her older brothers and sisters had problems in school and dropped out. And it was just kind of assumed by the teachers that she was going to do the same. And so these expectations, you know, are just not there for her nor the encouragement, I think, to continue. So there's all these different factors that are involved.
What are the expectations for a dropout?
Well, that's not good. As a person living here, I would love to see more jobs here. But all of the plant closings that we've had in recent years point to the fact that U.S. jobs that require not high education and not high job skills are all going overseas. So we're not left with much here except service jobs, and they don't pay us quite as well. And this means for, you know, like clients of Safe Place and whatnot, that if we're going to keep a woman out of an abusive relationship, she needs to have a job and whatnot. And so most of our clients that we see, unfortunately, do not possess a high school degree, nor do they have job skills. And so it's, from my standpoint, very selfish, and I'd like to see more of these women stay out of abusive relationships. But if they don't have jobs, there's just not the incentive for them to stay out. They'll go back for security reasons, if nothing else.
David, what does it mean for these clients who don't have a high school education or training?
Well, they just are going to have a hard time making it in this area. And That's the bad news. Now, the good news is, and we're going to talk about this next week, is we have a program that will benefit those people, and I'm going to talk more about it then. But in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you have a question and want to call us, our phone number is 765-4044, 765-4044. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.